The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, pleasure to be joined in studio by Jane Anne McKenna. She is the CEO of Docus. So I googled Docus last night and said, what's this? And it's an umbrella body for about 58 organisations like Gold, Concern, ActionAid, Christian Aid and so on. So Oxfam operating in 104 countries. And I thought Docus was a women's prison, Jane Anne.
I know, we were the original Docus. We were the original Docus.
Okay, so the reason we're talking to you is you've been out in Brussels because there's a changing of the guard somewhat with a new EU commission after the new parliament and all of this. So what were your recommendations? What was your ask to the Eurocrats?
Well, I suppose what we're seeing over the last number of months is a real shift in direction at Europe. You know, there has been €2 billion of budget cuts announced, and that is actually to the Indici Global Gateway Programme. And that actually is going to affect the least developed countries.
Sorry, you used jargon on me there. Lost me.
So
what did you call it?
There's a Global Europe Funds, which are used for, you know, international development cooperation on an international scale.
Like we would have an ODA fund in the Department of Foreign Affairs.
Exactly. Okay. Yes. Yeah. And they've cut that in order to be able to fund migration, internal interests, and also on Ukraine as well. But those funds, those cuts are going to actually affect some of the least developed countries in the world. So really what we're seeing is that actually at a time when there are a multitude of crises, now we don't, you know, I think everybody, all your listeners have seen on our screens, not only the impact of Gaza, but actually on Sudan. And what we're seeing now is that there's approximately 300 million people in need of humanitarian assistance or protection today. And this is growing year on year. So we're in a situation now, not only to do with conflicts, but also climate shocks, you know, food insecurity, the rise and the growing need of humanitarian need across the world is growing, and we're seeing a real gap in terms of the funding that is actually being applied. So a huge funding gap.
Can you put some numbers on that?
So if we look at the budgets that are needed in order to be able to support these contexts, it's only 16% funded. So if you look at Sudan today, where 5 million people are on the brink of starvation, 5 million people, that is actually, that crisis is only 12% funded globally. So, you know, we're not even reaching at all the level in terms of funding that is needed to be able to provide proper humanitarian and development assistance to these countries. And this is actually happening at the same time where the EU is deciding to cut back on its development cooperation budgets. And, you know, there's an 8% cut that's happening in all geographical areas, but that actually also affects least developed countries. So if we're talking about least developed or fragile countries, you know, we're talking about DRC, we're talking about Afghanistan, we're talking about other areas. And we've said, you know, if these cuts are going to happen, they shouldn't really affect the places where people are actually most vulnerable, most in need, because it's going to have a disproportionate impact on them. But also, you can't just kind of look at development cooperation in isolation, you know, and, you know, we need to be able to ensure that we maintain those budgets, you know, to ensure that we are actually building resilience in communities to avoid actually further humanitarian crises in the future.
Okay. I remember even back in Cameron's time and Gordon Brown's time, there was this national target as a 0.7% of GDP.
Yeah, yeah.
If countries are giving at national level, why is this done at European level as well? Or does that, like if we give money to Europe, does that come out of our 0.7?
It does actually. So about a third of the Irish ODA contribution actually goes to the EU. And that's why we're actually saying, you know, we have a strong voice in Europe, but we're also contributing extensively to the ODA budget in Europe. And we need to ensure that Irish foreign policy values are actually reflected in this development cooperation, because they're also, in addition to these budget cuts, what we've seen is there was a leaked document for the incoming Commissioner on International Partnerships. And this basically is very much focused on ensuring that very much an investment approach of countries that are very favourable towards the EU. So really kind of going against core humanitarian development principles, which is about being based on kind of need alone, being able to actually reach the most vulnerable rather than for geopolitical gains.
Okay, so the case you make is undeniable, and it is absolutely humanitarian. There's a political reality, however, for the next commission and the next parliament, and that is this, that we have on our doorsteps Putin, who has invaded a potential member and could invade members, and we need to have security. We have the prospect of Trump getting in, who's saying, well, actually, don't expect us to protect your security. Europe are going to have to fund NATO or do it yourself. And the response to that has been to set up a defence commissioner and a defence budget. Surely the pressures on common agricultural policy, all spending, will be impacted by that. Are you not facing into a headwind?
We are. We know that, you know, is going to be pressure, particularly on the budget. But we're kind of saying this is not the time to start actually reducing the budget when we're dealing with a situation where we have seen the highest level of deaths from conflicts since Rwanda times. We're seeing the highest number of people in need of humanitarian assistance in years. But we're also, it's not just actually about the cuts. It's about the policy direction. It's about the fact that it's very much conflating our foreign policy objectives with our development cooperation objectives. And, you know, we have a very principled approach here in Ireland towards our humanitarian and development assistance programme. And we need to ensure that that is protected, because it essentially, if we are, you know, there needs for obviously a distinct foreign policy and our international cooperation. It should remain distinct at European level. And that's also what we're really calling for. Because, you know, if you're only looking at countries in terms of investment and being able to gain a return on investment, you're actually creating quite a destabilizing effect. You know, for countries that are really affected now, I think 17 of the 20 most affected countries in the world by climate change are in Africa, you know, who contribute 4% to global emissions. So you're saying actually, you know, those, there are countries there that are in need of development assistance, that need support to be able to develop resilience. And actually, if we are not there to provide continued level of support and work really in partnership and solidarity with them without looking for this return on investment, actually, we leave a lot of people, a lot of communities at risk.
OK, so you made this series of recommendations to the EU Affairs Committee, presumably in the Dáil. What response did you get?
Well, I think the Irish parliamentarians are very proud of Ireland's development programme and actually see this as quite concerning. I think there is, obviously, as you mentioned, there is a reality of the geopolitical situation going on around the world today. But I think that people actually fundamentally believe that, you know, we have in Ireland a proud history in terms of
back to the missionaries and all that. Yeah,
yeah, really. And it's actually really about solidarity. And like, we've done a lot of research as well over the last number of years about Irish people's, you know, support for overseas development aid. And people, like 77% of Irish people, support Ireland's ODA programme, really believe it makes a difference. And they say the reasons why they do so is because of humanity, humanitarianism and human rights. And they're the fundamental principles that Irish people are saying we want to see reflected in our foreign policy. We want this reflected in our overseas aid programme. And so we need to ensure that at European level, we are not going against, and I suppose going towards a group of countries that are setting an agenda which is very much focused on foreign policy objectives to the detriment of international cooperation.
All right. Well said, and very important that Ireland maintains its position as a leader in relation to global contribution to development aid. My thanks to Jane Ann McKenna, CEO of DOCUS, the umbrella body for all the different organisations, and we hope they will listen.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.